This is episode number 2178 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, March 24th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Remember when we talked about Pete's indoctrination into the Kardashian family, having spent a wild Saturday night with hanger-on Scott Disick and a few guys? Lord, I'm sorry. Yeah. I always do this. I do it like Kanye. Lord Scott Disick.
Yeah.
And a few guys who all fell asleep watching a flick on TV and how Pete posted a story panning the sleeping beauties on the couch.
With four bed emojis. I remember that. Yeah, remember? I remember.
Well, guess who else saw it?
I don't know.
Britney Spears. That's
really?
Who.
Really? Britney? Wow. What did she have to say? What did she have to say?
The only trouble is Britney has no idea who Scott Disick is.
Nor Pete Davidson.
For that matter.
No, you're kidding me. Wow. And that's only because Pete hasn't hit on her yet. That it's coming. I'm sure it's coming.
So,
because she's the right age.
So she posted. Sorry, had to repost this. No idea who these people in the video are, but it made me laugh so hard.
What rock? Seriously, this is an Instagram girl. What rock has she been under that she doesn't know who these people are? Oh my God!
I don't know how it would be possible.
I don't either.
That she doesn't know who they are.
I don't either. I have no clue. I mean, she was under a conservatorship.
Doesn't mean she was locked away.
No, well, of course not.
They didn't take away her TV set.
Yeah, but you know, she
or the internet.
She was busy. She was busy working out in her gym or something.
Taking nude photos?
That was after.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, maybe she was taking nude photos and didn't feel like she could post them.
Well, anyway. So she captioned...
Free Britney means a lot of things nowadays.
Yeah, evidently.
I'm just saying.
Free all of Britney. Free some of this part of Britney and some of that part of Britney. Anyway, good old Brit. She captioned a since deleted Instagram post.
Oh, she did.
That whole quote there.
Oh,
apparently,
my God.
She hasn't been keeping up with the Kardashians either.
I see what you did there.
So at one point, Britney had the same business manager as the Kardashians.
Well, she should know who they are, at least, for God's sake. I mean,
you would think so.
I'm sure she knows who they are.
I'm scratching my head on this one.
But, you know, just like us, Britney probably heard of them and was not interested in the least in watching them.
Well, probably not.
Because she had enough of her own drama unfolding.
Yeah.
To, like, for the last 13 years, she had plenty of drama.
Okay, so over the last 13 years, at one point you think she knew who the Kardashians were.
Well, she probably knows who they are, but she doesn't know the players. So you're talking about...
And she's never watched Saturday Night Live?
Hang on. Well, maybe not recently. And he's not on every week.
Well, no.
He's on most weeks. Some weeks he's busy dating older women.
So he dated... So he dated Kate Beckinsale and Ariana Grande.
You think she would know. Yeah, but maybe she's jelly.
Or maybe if she was being sarcastic, I have no idea who these people are.
And you know, possibly. How would you like to look at my boobs? All right.
Free Britney. All right. Miss Dolly Parton is in our news today.
Aww.
You know, anytime Dolly's in the news, it's care news.
We care news.
But it's the, I guess this will turn out okay. Dolly Parton is ready to see her life story play out on the big screen.
Oh, wow.
So she recently shared her hopes for creating a feature based on her backstory.
Hmm.
Which would mean kind of like her life.
Didn't they kind of already do that sort of kind of on Netflix with that Heartstrings thing? They were all...
No.
That was like stories based on her songs, right?
Yeah, that's nothing to do with her...
Well, she writes songs, and I'm sure she writes songs from experience.
But this would be about her.
Okay, whatever.
Not her songs.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So Dolly is, which I need to see that. That's supposed to be really good, too.
I don't even know if it's still on or not.
Well, if it's on Netflix, doesn't it live in perpetuity for at least a little while?
No, not always.
Okay. So Dolly is long, she's long wanted to do a Broadway musical about her life.
Oh, that would be good.
That would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Pandemic has her reconsidering.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, I can't do it. I need to work on doing it in Dolly.
No, don't even try.
So we were talking about doing my Broadway musical, and we were really, really far out ahead of that. And then COVID hit, and that changed my mind about a whole lot of things, she said. And if they ever do make a play about Dolly's life, she's already picked out who she'd like to have play her.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Who?
Kristen, it's Broadway powerhouse, basically. Oh. Kristen Chenoweth.
Oh, that's kind of a letdown.
Yeah.
I mean, she's really talented.
She is.
Grates on my nerves. I don't know why. I can't get it. I mean, I'm sorry, cards and letters, but I just can't. I can't get into Kristen Chenoweth.
I have to think about that.
I mean, does she have a Tony? I mean, she's certainly Tony nominated. I mean, I get
Well, she's talented.
She's very talented.
I think it's her voice. I don't know if it's her voice.
Yeah, I think it's her voice. I think that has a lot to do with it.
All right, so Dolly's got this all figured out because Kristen would play only one of the Dollies.
Oh, there's more Dollies?
Yes. So she says they'd have to find a young Dolly.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Kristen and an older Dolly.
Yeah. Yeah, I get
it. But why couldn't they make up Kristen to be the older Dolly? They do that
They
stuff.
Could, but it'd be tough to make her the younger Dolly.
They couldn't do that.
CG-er, I guess. I don't know what the deal is, but...
A younger Dolly.
You know, and...
Like the Dolly pre-boobs. The pre-boob Dolly.
The pre-boobs Dolly. Was there a pre-boobs Dolly? I'm thinking back...
There was.
To the Porter Wagner. Yeah, they did seem to grow a little bit there over time. I get that. Okay. All right. I don't know that I would be that interested in a biopic about Dolly.
Oh, I would probably see it.
I mean, there's parts of her
Dolly
life.
Parton.
I love Dolly Parton, but there's parts of her life. It's like, do I really care about Dollywood? Do I really care about, you know, this side or the other thing about her life? Or, you know, I don't know.
I would see it, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, if somebody did a biopic about Halle Berry, I would be first in line.
You'd be first in line.
Tickets.
You'd be in the front row.
Go back time and time again. Watch that,
and you what would happen if you were there? It would be running, and you would say, "Okay, stop. Let's discuss this part for a minute." In this scene, this is what she was wearing. Notice how it flows, and notice her strength and her beauty. Okay,
Badass.
Start the film.
There you go. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.